Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us with the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So, once again, we thank God for another blessed day. And wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again for another blessed day that you've caused us to assemble together. And Father, I pray that your word will go forth in spirit and truth, that your anointing would accompany this preaching or teaching that is done on the broadcast today. I pray that every heart and every soul that is tuned in will sense the presence of your spirit and that the revelation they need will come unto them. So, Lord God, I just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the blessed word. My brother, Brother Eddie Lee, will come on at 6 o'clock within 30 minutes, and I just want to take these first 30 minutes before 6 o'clock, speak unto you, those of you that are listening today, and to give you a word. It's covered in the word of the Lord, in Jesus' name. One thing I want to say is that I know that some of you have been looking in the news and understand about the news. The news is just telling you what the Lord already told you in the Word. Maybe you didn't know where it's at or where to look for it, but it's in the Word. And I know that some of you have been looking at the news and there's another virus or variant that has arisen called, I think it's called Omicron. It was said it was located in South Africa. I think it's South Africa. And now you know what was it located about a week or so ago. And now there, I know a couple other countries. I don't know if any other joined. I think the United States might be another one that joined. But I know at first a couple countries, I think the United Kingdom was one of them that banned anyone from South Africa from coming there. And I think that the United States have joined, if I'm not mistaken. But this Omicron variant that arose, and now some of them been saying that, hey, you know, it may outdo the shot. You know, the shot won't be no effect to it. And you may say, well, Brother Nate, why are you mentioning that? Because I want you to understand something. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus, you know, when you look at it, he gets to a point starting at the first, I don't know, 20-something verse or whatever. He begins to tell you things that's going to happen for his return. And then he gets down to a verse where he said, immediately after the tribulation of days, so the sun be darkened and all that. So before the immediately, he tell you that there's things that's going to happen. One of them, he talks about pestilences, okay? Now, these viruses and stuff is arising, and there's no doubt, and I know some of y'all may dispute what I'm going to say, but I let the Lord prove this being purposely released by man, inspired by Satan, but God is permitting it. You have people today, in fact, I've had a conversation with a particular guy on my job, and he's a representation of many people who, in their panic and frantic, have looked to government to be God. You said, well, what do you mean? Well, one thing I admit that when they made this, say, shot for the coronavirus, that they told the people that this shot does not cure you from corona. It does not prevent you from catching corona. And it doesn't prevent you from spreading it. Now, I admit that the government told the people that. However, on the other end, they have put off to the people that, in another sense, like you, if you take the shot, you're 100% safe. And on top of that, the people from hearing such information, because the people was in frantic and fear. When the corona hit America like it did and them deaths just dropping, coming fast, so many thousands are dying, people was in a frantic. They was in a fear. They was afraid. And they begin to look to the government for answers, not Jesus Christ. And the government themselves was shaken, shook up, didn't know what to say, didn't know what to do. And, you know, they just didn't know. And so they had to come up with something, quote, to ease the people's fears. And so not only did they come up with this shot, but they came up with the words to say to the people to, quote, go and ease their fears. And they told the people that you take this shot, if you get corona, it won't be as bad. And so what happened was the people hung on to those words, it won't be as bad. And what they did was they changed and interpreted those words to say it is a God shot. In other words, this shot is God. And the government didn't make it no better because you had people like our president and other people who kept coming on TV, even though they was accusing the media of doing wrong. They were doing wrong themselves by coming on TV and, quote, pointing out unvaccinated people as being the ones that would be the problem because they could catch it and spread it. And so from those messages and day-to-day messages that comes in the news about how that so-and-so died from the COVID, oh, they wish they would have got the shot. Okay. And the people hearing what the government's saying, seeing this advertised on the news, took it to be like it's God. And so when unvaccinated people, let's say such as myself, who says, you know what, if you choose to go take the shot, that's your choice. But I choose to believe God. With that shot, there are some things about that shot that's not right. I'm not going to take it. Well, the vaccinated people, along with our government, begin to look at unvaccinated people as if they were dirt. And what it has done for a government that's talking about wanting unity in this nation, they created more separation. Because now you even not only just having so-called friends looking at each other kind of funny, but now you even have family members looking at the other kind of funny. Because the one that's vaccinated is looking at the one that's unvaccinated as like, you know, you're contagious. You remember when you was growing up and going to school? And maybe you heard about one of the kids, like when you was a kid, you heard about one of the kids may have some kind of, let's say the chicken pox or something. Well, you know how kids act. They say, well, you got the chicken pox or got some kind of rash or something, let's say a rash. And you remember how the other kids will act? You know, look at them with the frowns and then, oh, don't touch me, don't touch me. Well, that's the kind of thing that's happening now. Yes, it's happening now, people. Because look at the spirit of fear that has gripped the nation. We are wiping stuff down that we normally ain't wiped before. And we ain't wiping it one time, people. We ain't even wiping it 10 times. You seeing probably almost hundreds of times through the day. And I'm not trying to exaggerate. So the spirit of fear has gripped this nation. And even in the midst of her fear, she still have not turned to God. Now, where's the church? Well, as I told my brother this morning, I was out talking to him, we still got our head in the sand. Because when the people became frantic when the corona hit here, so did many of the church. And as the people start looking up, you know, like your little baby do when you when they want to eat something and you got it in your hand. Well, that's how the people and the church was looking up to the government. The church wasn't, and I say when I say the church in general, the majority of them, not every single one of them, because some Christians did stand on the faith, but those that didn't was not looking to Jesus. They was looking to the government. And then you begin to hear them say, now we got to comply with the government. We got to do whatever they say. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against wisdom. But remember, when the Lord talks about obeying the laws of the land, that came with a boundary. You got to remember that. Some of us as Christians forget that. We just throw that up on everything, like just to listen to everything the government said. No, not necessary. Because when God said obey the laws of the land, that was a boundary there, okay? There's a boundary, okay? When you go past that boundary, you overstep the bounds, you get into the area of trouble. And what some Christians did is that in looking to the government instead of Jesus, they start getting to the point where the government could say something bad about your faith. You said, well, what do you mean? Well, for example, the government went to the point to start saying that gathering together and worshiping the Lord at the churches is non-essential. In other words, mean it ain't important. And they said going to work is important, going to the store, going to the doctor. Okay? Yes, they had the doctor in there. It was more important for you to go to the doctor than it is for you to come together and worship. Did you hear that? Well, maybe some of you didn't. Maybe some of you don't want to hear, but that's the truth. Now, I come to you on this broadcast, like I said, and my brother, he'll be on in about 17 minutes. But I come to you on this broadcast to let you know that there is one that is the way. It ain't your government, okay? It ain't your pastor. It ain't your husband or your wife. It ain't your kids. It's Jesus. And if you're looking for things to get better, then you've been deceived by the enemy. The only ones, now this is where it's going to come down to when the smoke clears. The only ones that's going to have true peace is the believers in Christ Jesus. I said believers. I ain't talking about talkers. You got a whole lot of talkers concerning Christ. Got a bunch of them, okay? You ain't ran out of them. You got a whole lot of them. But I'm talking about true believers, okay? True believers, not talking believers, true believers, okay? Amen. As I was talking to a guy on my job, he wants to come at me again. And he started talking about, well, you need to take the shot. I said, well, I'm going to ask you these three questions again that I asked you before. Number one, does the shot cure you? He said, no. I said, does the shot prevent you from getting COVID? He said, no. I said, does the shot prevent you from spreading the COVID? He said, no. I said, so you going for a slowdown or a not as bad? Because that's what the government told you, that when you take the shot, you get the COVID, it won't be as bad. Listen, people, understand. I want you to understand what Jesus did for man for their healing. He wasn't beaten with those many stripes. He wasn't nailed to the cross. Now, he was beaten with many stripes. He wasn't beaten with many stripes, and he wasn't nailed to the cross where he experienced the pain just so you can have a slowdown. Did you hear that? He went so you can be healed. A slowdown means the thing is in you and still there. When you heal and deliver, that thing is removed. You understand what I'm saying? But see, now, you see the state, especially of this nation. Now, when you think about it, the state of this nation, it shouldn't be new, something new now, because it had been before. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, take high blood pressure pills, for example. High blood pressure pills does not cure you. The doctors even tell you that, okay? I mean, let's get real. There's some stuff that I got to admit, they have came out and told folks. The high blood pressure pill don't heal you. It treats. Now, here's the thing. Do you want a cure or a treatment? Now, if you want a treatment, then you have high blood pressure for you. And here's the thing about a treatment.
it don't totally prevent, because still, if you taking them blood pressure pills and you eating no pig feet with all that salt, that hog head sauce and all that stuff, guess what? You still open to have a heart attack and a stroke from that, even if you taking the high blood pressure pills. Then you got to understand that every high blood pressure pill don't treat everybody in a certain way. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, some people, the high blood pressure pill don't do nothing for them. Other people, it may make them sick. Others, it got some kind of bad side effects, people. That's what I want you to understand. And this is one of the hearts of why I'm giving this message right now. The message is, Jesus is the way, okay? The government is not the way, people. Now, once again, some of you that's listening to me, you may say, hey, well, I'm going to get the shot. Well, guess what? That's your decision. One thing about it, you would not find Brother Nate getting on this air asking you to give me your name and your address and where you at or where you at so I can come and reason with you. No, I'm not doing that. I'm delivering this message right now. You can either hear it or reject it. That's your decision. But if I decided not to take it, why are you trying to pressure me? Okay? That's the question. I mean, you want to say right is right, is wrong is wrong? That's true. So if I'm not at you about it, why are you at me? Okay? See, what many of y'all miss is that this thing with the shot is not just about the shot, people. In fact, very little of it is about the shot. It is by, this is what it's about. C-O-N-T-R-O-L. I'll spell it again. C-O-N-T-R-O-L. It is about control, where they can control you, where they can tell you where to go, when to go, what not to do, when to do. That's what it's about, people. It is not concern. Let me get real with you. It's not about concerning your health. Now, I ain't saying that everybody in the government is evil. There's some good people there. But for the most part, it's not about your health. There's some profit coming behind this, okay? Just like in your blood pressure pills and stuff like that. Man, no pharmaceutical companies making a, what they call a killing. You know why? Because even when they have told you the stuff to do to help you in your health, especially this nation, we so lazy, we won't do it. We won't take care of ourselves. We won't eat healthy. We packing in all kind of salt and everything. Now we're looking at somebody and it look like three people standing in front of us. And so what are we doing? We're making a trip to the office sideways, the doctor office, and telling the doctor, Doc, I don't know what's going on. I'm seeing three people. I'm walking dizzy. And then the doctor see your blood pressure higher than your house. And then all of a sudden he say, hey, you need to be on blood pressure pills. And guess what? He, at least they do tell you cut the salt, but you won't do it. They say, hey, since they won't do it, it ain't like we can't make no money in the process. So there you go. And I'm telling you, with this vaccine, you can best believe they making bukus of a killing, okay, as they say in the word, of a killing. They making some money. This is why you ain't find them showing you commercials how to naturally boost your immune system. Have you noticed that? We ain't giving you a lot of drinking vitamin C and or even taking herbs like sea moss. We're not giving you that. We're telling you, you need to boost your immune system with taking this shot. And see, for us to make you immune to the COVID, we got to put some of the COVID in you, okay, to make you immune. And here's another kicker for you. We don't care how your body reacts to it. You said, what do you mean? Well, see, notice they ain't posting up too many stories of people who took the shot, and their organs and stuff failed right after that. Or they took the shot. Before they had the shot, they were feeling okay. Now they took the shot, all kinds of stuff coming up. You know why? Because whenever it gets so bad, they getting the CDC representatives coming on there and they doctors saying, well, the shot didn't do that. They had health problems already. Amen. You know, they when they first went to really start trying to show this, is when Hank Aaron took that shot. Remember, he took it and what, 2 weeks later he died? Oh, well, wait a minute. We got to get on there and, you know, people looking at that and going, hey, Hank took the shot and died. Oh, he took the shot. Wait a minute. Well, see, we had to bring our doctors on there, you know, to say
he didn't die from the shot.
Because we knew the people finna panic. And they'll be at our front door throwing rocks at it. You government officials. Amen.
Well, you can say amen to old me anyhow. You can whatever you want to say. You know, I didn't come with this message to get people to agree. And I'm not trying to sound arrogant when I say that. I did not come with this message right now today. That my message to you is Jesus Christ is the way. He is the way. No bones about it. I stand on it. I keep proclaiming it because it's true. Jesus is the way. And for some of you people that, quote, talk about how you go to church, but during this time, you ain't turned to Jesus at all. Are you convicted? I just want to ask a question. Because I've been coming across folks that they the biggest talk about churchgoers as is. But see, what this thing is doing is showing you what you really are. Amen. Listen, if there's something that will bring out or show your place or how you are, it's going to be trials. Amen. Trials will show and test the workmanship. It'll test the quality. It'll test all that. And it'll show you y'all. And if you just a talker, when them trials hit, it'll show you you're a talker. That's all you is, a talker. And so you got people that talks about concerning Christ. But when, let's say, stuff like this, like the corona hit, ain't no Jesus coming out their mouth. And then if people like me is talking to them, they say, well, you know, God gave us doctors. Yeah, but that's what they call doctors. They're not called Jesus, okay? They're called doctors. Amen, that's what they call. And you know what else that means? Hold on, listen, here's an alert. That means they don't know everything, okay? Now, it's amazing how some of you, when the doctor told you to do a specific thing and you didn't want to do it, you didn't care what the doctor say. When that doctor told you to do something, you said, well, he told me to do this, I'm going to do my... See, you didn't care about what the doctor say. But on something like this, it's all about what they say. Some of you under the sound of my voice may have been to two or three different doctors about the same thing. Well, if the doctors are so much as what you say, why are you going to so many doctors? I'm just asking a question. See, many times we see that people chooses what they want to accept, who they want to accept, who they want to believe. People choose that, okay? And, you know, you got a free will. But for those of you who think that you are in clear freedom because you took the shot, I got news for you. There's other viruses. And my news to you also is that shot does not prevent you from getting it. And see, now they're telling some of you that got the shot, you don't have to wear the mask. Okay. So you ain't got to wear the mask. So they let you know, okay, you just basically scot-free. Oh, they said that if you do catch it, it won't be as bad. But see, you don't want to catch it at all, okay? You don't want to catch it at all. Amen. But you know how people want to think. They don't think Jesus can protect them from sickness and disease, you know? I've heard, you said something like that. I've talked to some people. You said that they just look at you like, and these are folks that go to church now. Oh, you claim to be a big church goer. You tell them about that, say, hey, Jesus, if you tell them that there was a man that was saved who never went to the doctor, they will probably virtually just knock you down and say that ain't possible. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. But that's, you know, once again, man's thinking. But I want you to know that there is one answer, and that's him. And since they put this vaccine mandate, I'm telling you, you got to the fourth, even though some of the governors put a stay, these judges put a stay on it, for Biden and all that who think that this kind of tactic is going to work out for the good, guess what? It ain't. It ain't. It's not going to work out for the good. I'm telling you, it's not. Okay? Now, some of y'all may think like him and say, well, yeah, it's gonna make you guys take it. Well, okay. Remember this. You're going to be forced to do something against your will, watch. Or they're going to try, like now, they're trying to force, those of us that haven't been vaccinated, they're trying to force us against our will to take it. Why? By what? Messing with your food supply, messing with your money, you know, your livelihood. What you think that is? But guess what? To those of you that's okay with that, guess what's going to happen your way? Oh, yeah. Oh, have you guessed it yet? Well, it's coming. You just hold on. And then remember this. This what you believe in now and okay with the government on, these words going to come right back to you. When you start saying, hey, I don't want to do that. I can chew when I wanted to. Then, bloop, the word going to come back to you. You going to know how it feels then, people. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Like I said, my brother here will be on in about 3 minutes. Brother Eddie Lee. And that's why we're spending this time, people, to try to get as much of this word out to you as we can. Okay? On this airways, because I don't know how much longer we're going to be on here. Because like I told you, they're going to get to the point. It's going to happen. That true believers are going to be denied access to this internet, radio, TV. I'm telling you. And you say, why is that? Because they're going to want to regulate what you preach. They're going to want to take, quote, the place of the Spirit of God. That's a no-no. Nobody is to take the place of the Spirit of God in your life. So that's a no-no. So they're going to want to do that. And if you say no to it, they're going to deny you access. Now, some of you listening may think I'm far-fetched. Remember this. Brother Nate said it right now. You don't have to believe me. You don't. Only thing you have to do is wait, watch, and see. Okay. That's all you got to do because it's going to happen. And this is why we get in this time we got right now. We're spending this time to get this message out to you right now before things get cut off. Now, if that happened, I mean, that's the end of the spread of the gospel? No, it do not. That ain't going to be the end of the spread of the gospel. It's just going to be more footwork going to have to be done. Amen. They did it. They did it back in the days with Paul and Peter and all them people. I mean, hey, they did footwork, rode donkeys and horses or whatever. They didn't have Cadillacs and stuff like we had, you know, cars and motorcycles and mopeds. They didn't have that. They probably wish they would have, but they didn't have that. Okay. Just imagine they did. I can imagine if Paul was living today, how he would look at the Christians today. He probably had to put his hand over his mouth. And he probably had to catch his words and probably had to look and say, what is y'all doing? What's wrong with y'all? Okay. What's wrong with you? You know, he probably would be saying that. Amen. But glory be to God. So remember this, Jesus the way. And if any of you right now listening, maybe if you've got the COVID, Jesus is the way, okay? So, Lord, heal me of the COVID. Deliver me and set me free, Lord God. I believe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you had died for my sins, for my healing, okay, Lord God? You took the pain, you bore my grief and carried my sorrow. Lord, I believe in your power, the power of healing and deliverance, that you can deliver me from anything. Nothing is stronger than your power. I plead the blood. I plead the blood over my spirit, soul, and body. Plead the blood right now. Plead the blood of Jesus over your body and come against the COVID. In the name of Jesus, call on the power of the Holy Ghost that he may remove this thing in Jesus' name, that you may experience. He said that you may have joy and that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. God wants you to have fullness of joy. Oh, yeah, he wants it overflowing, okay, overflowing with joy. So plead the blood. And don't look at this just you talking some words or something fake. This is for real. The woman with the issue of blood,
She touched Jesus, and she was made whole. She touched him by faith, and the power was activated in Christ, went into her body, and healed her. The same Jesus that did it back then, without surgical tools, okay, without making up vaccines, okay, healed a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. 12 years, people. Yeah, 12 years. That means it don't matter how long you done had that issue. So if you're dealing with the COVID, whether you had it 12 minutes, 12 years, 12 days, or whatever, Jesus still can heal, and he will if you activate his power by faith. So stretch forth your hand today. Whatever you need in healing of, in the name of Jesus, touch, you know, just stretch your hand by faith and let the power of God be manifest unto you right now in Jesus' name. The healing right now. Somebody need a healing in their back in Jesus' name. I come against slip disc right now in Jesus' name. I come against pain in the lower back right now in the name of Jesus. I command you and I plead the blood against you. I command you to go. I speak to the muscles and the bones to be healed in Jesus' name. Men right now, in the name of Jesus, slip disc, be healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray for someone may be having trouble with their eyes. I pray right now that that which is causing the irritation of the eye be removed. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood right now against that which causes the irritation. I command it to come out in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood. The blood of Jesus is against you in Jesus' name. The blood is against you. Hallelujah. I speak healing to that eye. I speak the restoring of the vision. Vision be restored right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord, just lay your hand and the power of your spirit upon that eye. And let the fire of God burn out right now that impurity in that eye in Jesus' name. Glory to the living God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Come against sinus trouble in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your healing power come and heal the sinuses right now. Remove the cold in the name of Jesus. Lord, cause that cold to come out in Jesus' name. Release right now. In the name of Jesus, release that man, release that woman of the sinus infection. Headaches, I command you to leave, to come from this sinus infection. In the name of Jesus, Lord, right now, miraculously, cause those sinuses to open up and cause that cold to come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, batashita na mohanda kashe. Glory to the living God. Glory to the living God. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to the living God. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If any of you have any prayer requests, you can call in. The number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. You can call in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 323-870-3403. Glory be to God. Call in. Amen. And we will come into a point of contact with the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, because There is no need of us asking the Lord, do he want us healed? I was speaking that with a sister earlier. And sometimes we ask God questions where the word has already answered. And sometimes we ask that question because we are in unbelief. So we don't have to ask the Lord, say, Lord, do you want me to be healed? The Lord most definitely wants you to be healed. And you know what? It doesn't matter what color or race you are. Did you know that? It don't even matter what gender you are. The Lord wants you to be healed. Amen. He wants you to be healed. No bones about it. Okay? And no bones about it at all. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So once again, you can call in with your prayer request. We will come together and pray as we waiting for my brother to come on. And amen, we're definitely coming to the point of contact by faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified. In Jesus' name, he's worthy to be lifted up. Amen. No bones about it, people. No bones about it. Hallelujah. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Hold on. Hallelujah. To you in the hospital, you've been going into the hospital. To anyone that's been going to the hospital quite a few times and you've been encountering ailments, and Lord wants you to know, number one, there is no question that he wants you to be healed. And it might look like to you because you are going and then experiencing these things, you thinking God doesn't want you to be healed. Well, that's not even a question. That goes without saying. Because he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. The Bible says he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. And you know that when they nailed him to the cross, nailed him through his feet and hands, okay, bore the hole in the side, that was pain that he was taking for us. Because, see, sickness and disease brings pain, people. It doesn't bring no ease. Sickness and disease brings pain, okay? Amen. You know, I don't care how, you know, people talk about so-and-so a tough guy, he endured pain to a degree, okay? But sickness and disease brings pain, okay? And to walk around sick is not comfortable. There is no comfort in walking around sick. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know if usually I would look for my brother to be on by now. I don't know if something came up. Normally he's on. I know that I tied both the 30-minute part I did with that and this right here. I don't know if that threw things off, but hey, you know, we God's word is God's word. Amen. We're going to, and I pray it didn't, but maybe something came up with him. I don't know, but normally we know that my brother is on by now. So we're still grateful to the Lord for this day that he has made and created. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So, remember that during this time, Jesus is still Lord. And I don't care how many viruses you hear coming up, because this Omicron make what? You had the corona, the lambda is 2, you had the delta that's 3, you had the mu that's 4, and this Omicron, what, makes 5.
And, you know, each time the disease is coming up, it starts a frantic and a panic, okay, among people, you know, especially in this nation. And whether we understand it or not, because, you know, people, there are some who are looking for this world to go back to where it used to be. And I'm sorry, I don't see that. In fact, the Word of God shows us that this world is going to go through some changes. Okay? The only change for the better it's going to go through is when the millennium come in and when it's going to be a new heaven and new earth. But there are going to be changes, and there have been changes that have taken place. And right now we're living in an era right now that this virus is affecting, quote, all races, people, businesses, okay, is being affected. It's, you know, if you look at where we at here in the United States, just talking about this nation alone has been shook up by it. Amen. Just this nation alone. If you're talking about this nation alone. So, if my sisters are out there, I'm inviting you to come on. My brother, I don't know if something have come up, something of that nature, but he has not come on, and so we will go on. So, once again, the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Glory be to God. So, thank the Lord for Jesus. Amen. And grateful for, thank you, Lord, this opportunity that the Lord has given. Amen. And I have been doing some broadcasts on the day of the Lord. And as I share with those of you that have been listening, the purpose is that we may differentiate two between the wrath of God and the wrath of Satan. Okay. Because we need to know the difference. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there are different storms and things that have, have happened and is happening. Father, we pray for Durant, Mississippi here, where we at. We come against any tornado, any storm that will cause any damage. Lord God, we ask for your hand of protection in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us to pray and to stand in the gap that all may hear in Jesus' name for the glory of God, that they may know who you are in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise, and we magnify you, and we thank you for remembering your people even in this place. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. Amen. God bless you, sister. How you doing today?
I'm blessed, brother. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you.
Amen. I was just praying for Durant here because I just heard the alarm go off here. Most time the alarm, I mean, it usually signify a different thing, but most time it signify like a tornado or something, closer coming. It just went off just about almost a minute ago. And so I just started praying concerning that, and just, thanking the Lord for what he's doing in the lives of his people and how he's showing his hand in the miracles that he is going to bring to pass despite this time that we're in right now. Amen.
Amen.
And so,
I can do with you.
Amen. You know, sister, and we thank God for you and the words that God has given you to even speak to the people. And I had attached a 30-minute broadcast to this broadcast here. That's what I did starting off. And just giving the people the word that Christ is the answer.
Amen.
During this time of these different viruses, because the people have turned more to the words of men, and
yeah,
they have elevated it over the power of the Holy Ghost. And now they even the more looking at you like you're crazy when you talk about Jesus can heal folks of COVID. You know, they said something wrong with you, okay? And amen. So, sister, I want to give you an opportunity to give a word to and speak to those that are listening and give them word and courage of in this time.
Amen. Amen. I just truly thank and praise and give honor and glory unto the Lord Jesus Christ, because his word is truth. His word will not fail. And his word says, you know, but we have to stay under his protective covering through repentance, believe and study in the word. And I tell you, his word is true where he said he will not leave you or forsake you, because there must come a restoration and a preparation. You know, as I heard you speak earlier about this new virus, and see, the Lord is, if you listen and say in that word and read the word, you do not have to run in fear of these things, because the word is true. And if the, you are under the covering of the Lord Jesus Christ, you do not have to be in fear, because he would keep you as he said he would. He would not leave you. He would not forsake you. But I want the people out there to know that this midnight cry that Matthews is speaking of, this judgment message that is coming, this message that the Lord Jesus Christ is sending the messenger, we, you know, the word has already said there must be preparation and a restoration. And meaning that we got to go back to the way that Jesus Christ set this work and this church up. You know, we strayed away from it. And we must go back. And that's why at this time that the Lord is sending forth this messenger. He's sending a messenger where we can get it right and we can be covered. And therefore, we do not have to fear these things that's coming. And, you know, I've talked to people and I've told people that even after this new virus that showed up, started in South Africa, and then there was a case in California, and my husband said today that he had heard it was one in Philadelphia. But God's people do not have to fear. Do not have to fear, because Jesus Christ is true to his word. And I thank him for that. I really thank him and I praise him. And all we have to do, you know, people are saying we have a Bible, we have a Bible, we don't need any more. Read Matthew, read that Bible. You say you have a Bible, read that Bible. And follow the words of that same restoration and preparation that Jesus Christ is sending his angel today to set in force. It's same is in the Bible. All you have to do is read it and go to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer, and he will reveal it to you, because he will not change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And I thank him for
it. You're definitely right about that, sister. And, you know, we have to press on giving this word and this message to the people, because it is definitely a pressing way. You know, it's not a, you know, way where, You know, some people, sister, want everything easy. They want to run out there and there's, you know, have no challenges. And they think that everything just is supposed to run smooth because the Lord told you to go do such a thing. They fail to understand that's not the case when you got a devil out there. And he's out to try to make sure you don't, you know, be successful in giving that word out. And so we see in a time where, you know, when the corona hit last year, the bigger question was, where were the church? And we, once again, with our head in the sand like the ostrich, and the government took the opportunity to tell us to our face that coming together and worshiping Christ was not important. And I noticed that no one, especially these big televangelists, none of them stood up and said, say what? I mean, none of them, we can hear other stuff. People get testy. They want to do marches. They want to do protests. And then even some people concerning that's, you know, in the church. But when the government said that, first off, I didn't hear nothing from these big televangelists. I didn't hear nothing about them getting up saying, say, well, what you mean, government? None of them said that. I didn't see none of them. Okay.
Amen.
And, you know, this time is showing the hearts of men who claim to be in the church is showing their hearts, okay? And I've come across people, sister, that dealing with the shot, they think that you're crazy if you ain't taking it. I mean, and if you're telling them about how that Jesus can heal corona or protect you, now these are talking about these people that's, quote, call themselves, as they say, going to church. They look at you like, who is your God? I said, well, obviously, me and you ain't serving the same one. I said, you know, because you got to ask that question. We definitely ain't serving the same one. And so this time, so I'm telling this sister, people think that, hey, things going back to normal. I'm sorry. No, it ain't. it's not.
Never will.
This change has come, okay? And this thing, things are very shook up, you know, and it's really showing the state, you know, especially of this nation. And these pharmaceutical companies knew that they can make bukus of money off this vaccine because, you know, you look at our track record, sister, we, especially in this nation, we don't do a good job of taking care of ourselves anyway. So we already was feeding them money, you know, through the blood pressure medicine and all kind of other medicines. So they was already making money off the people. So they knew that something like this, that they really was going to make some money. Okay, so they're making their money and off of that. And, you know, because they know this nation. And this is the nation where that, you know, we want to eat whatever and drink whatever and, you know, and raise our blood pressures and stuff like that, run to the doctor, you know, and expect the doctor to save and cure us, okay? But not so.
Amen.
Not so. Yes,
Amen.
Yes, Lord. So we have to depend on the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that, sister, when that new virus first came out, I guess it's called Omicron or something. Well, anyhow, like you said, it was discovered in South Africa. And I remember two countries up front, you know, put a ban. I know one of them was United Kingdom. They put a ban, you know, anybody traveling from South Africa. And I think the United States got on board, I don't know, it was 2 or 3 days ago. But, you know, it's just amazing. And you look at how all these viruses start popping up. You know, they talk about the corona for so long, then the lamb do. After the corona was the Delta, then the lamb do, then the move, and now this. Okay? And people think you're a conspiracy theorist, sister, but, you know, but it's so much stuff going on in our nation, and especially like with our children. I don't know, sister. I told Brother Lee about it and Sister Helen. I don't know if you heard of this young lady named Allie Carter, but she has put some out on the social media. She's 27 now, and she used to be in child sex trafficking. They had her, you know, since she was a child. And she's telling about, and she actually said that Biden, she named Biden and Barack, that she said they raped her. But she's talking about this going back into the 90s. And I listened to two interviews she did. And she told her story about her upbringing as in the child sex trafficking, and how that they use her in satanic child rituals, you know, and how that in the 90s, Biden was one of the men that she was sold to. And she told about the underground place that they built under there. One place she named, I think it's in California, and she told about how she was taken there. And she said that Hollywood stars are involved in the child sex thing too. And
I'm sure
she said that she didn't recognize, she didn't know all the stars when she was there, but she said it was one particular one that was talking to her and said he was shocked that she didn't know him. And she said she only knew him by face because he played in the movie Look Who's Talking To. So she was talking about John Travolta. So, you know, and this child sex trafficking, people, I pray to y'all hearing this right now, because there's so much stuff going on in our country.
It is.
And this is why you hear the brother and the sisters on here talking about our children. Because, you know, many of these stars, and once again, if y'all listen to us, you think this is conspiracy theory, you can think what you want to. But this stuff is happening. Mm-hmm. Many of these stars and these politicians and these high up, they are part of this stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a young lady said that, you know, she was passed from after her biological mother to foster homes and stuff. She said it was reported to the child services, but they were too scared to do anything about it. Now, you know, I listened to her interviews. I believe, you know, for the most part, some of it. Only question I had with her is that I hope that they weren't trying to use her for a political stunt because of, you know, this Democrat-Republican thing. You know, that's the one thing that I was concerned about, that they're not using her for that. But she said she tried to put it last year on Instagram blocked her. So she put it out this year, November 11th, which was by what? 3-4 weeks ago that she put it out, and she have done a couple of interviews that I watched. And like I said, some of the stuff, you know, she's not lying about. Like I said, I just hope they weren't using her for a political stunt, you know, because of this Republican Democrat stuff. But people, it is true. Our children, you know, I did that thing for those of y'all that was listening to the broadcast that I did about, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, but they said that since from the year 2000 to 2015, there's like over 200,000 child marriages here in the United States. And I think that, I think it's Alaska or something, is the age of 14. It's Alaska. I think it's Alaska. Okay. You know, one of the things about the devil, sister, he doesn't want our children to mature. Just like he don't want us to mature in the spirit. He don't want maturity. Okay?
Amen.
He don't want you to mature in the spirit. He don't want you to and when you got child marriages age set at 14, come on. I mean I mean, come on. I mean, most of them probably still don't know how to cook an egg yet, okay? And you setting it, and then the thing about it, sister, they getting married to grown folks. You know, some of them getting married to grown people. I mean, and the value of our children is not valued too much anymore. Okay,
that
and they being taken advantage of. So,
Satan does not want no maturity. And this is why for you parents that are listening, don't let little Joy or little Susie grow up before time. Okay?
Yeah.
You let little Joey get his ears pierced and he thinks he's the cool boy at age 12. Come on. With the earring in his ear.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether y'all believe it or not, I've seen it. Even when I grew up. Especially with the boy. When they start putting that earring in their ear, a change happened. Mm-hmm. A change happened. I'm telling you. Some of y'all don't think. I'm telling you. I've seen it with my own eyes. And most of the time when they got that earring in their ear, they pick up this playboy spirit. Okay? They harder their life in a playboy. Okay? They at age 12 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you parents, all y'all say is, oh, he's just being managed. No, he you didn't let him go to that weight. That's what you didn't let him do.
Yeah.
And then you wondering why he's so cold-hearted as he grow up, even toward women. Okay? You wondering why that happened. And then there's some of y'all letting little Susie put on lipstick at 12 and 11 years old. And she's looking like she's 30 instead of looking like 11 or 12. And I've seen it. Once they start doing that, I'm telling you, a change happens. It ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Amen.
Now they grew up and got out of hand, and you want to complain to people. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a news flash for you. You're going to be held responsible, okay, for lot of the things you didn't do and a lot of the things you let go with your children because it was placed under your care, okay?
Yeah.
Now
yes.
You're letting them get out, going to any places where they're going into, and I'm telling you, people, you better start watching your kids more when they go to school. You better start finding out, hey, what they teaching there, okay?
Yeah.
And you can't be letting them go into everybody's house all the time. See, the thing got worse now.
Okay.
Little Susan, little Joy want to be like everybody else, and they put the guilt trip on you because you won't let them go spend a night and have the slumber party. Well, guess what they having at some of these slumber parties? They got alcohol. They doing everything. Yes, they doing that.
Yes, they are.
They doing that.
Yes, they are.
Because the parents at the house that they having a slumber party at is either gone out themselves. Hey, listen, the responsibility of watching the kids has gone out the window, okay?
Yes.
We have let our kids be grown before time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now they cussing you out and talking disrespectful to you, okay? And you wonder, what's happening?
Yes, giving them over.
We didn't just turn them over now, okay? We didn't just let them, you know. You got to be careful what you letting them watch at. I mean, I know some of y'all think Disney Channel's innocent. I'm gonna tell you, no, it ain't. No, it ain't. I know some of y'all remember that show Hannah Montana. If you ever really looked at that show, Hannah Montana, that show was teaching kids how to disobey and rise up against their parents. Now, I know some of y'all said, "Well, I don't believe that." Go back and watch the show. Go back and watch the episode when Hannah wanted a boyfriend. And her daddy told her she ain't going to have a boyfriend. Look what Hannah told him toward the end of the show. She said, "I'm going to have a boyfriend." What did daddy do? He broke down like a flat tire. That's what he did. Okay? He broke down and he gave in to what she said. It taught rebellion in a subtle way. Okay?
Yeah.
It taught that in a subtle way. Because, see, some of y'all didn't see it. But this is what you call your Disney show, okay? And whether you know it or not, Walt Disney and them was all tied to the Masons and the Demolays, okay? They was all tied to that, okay? So our children has to get the watch care, but I'm afraid, sister, there are more parents, and now we're getting parents that ain't mature themselves. We got kids having kids.
Right, they ain't even,
some people, Mother Clark was the first woman I ever heard say this. She said, "Some people are not mature to have kids." I said, "My God, I never heard that statement before." I remember when she said that. I said, "Lord, I ain't never heard that." But she was right.
Mm-hmm.
She was 100% right. I never thought of it that way till she said it. I said, "You're right." And she wasn't just talking about the age number. She was talking about even those that were supposed to be grown. They wasn't matured in their mind even. You can look at them and tell, okay? They can have a child, and you look up and the child won't have no clothes on, okay? And you be like, what is she doing? Why are you letting this child go out here with no clothes on? And if you listen to him talk, you would think the child would grow on and say, oh, he know better. Well, wait a minute. He's a child. You supposed to be, wait a minute now. You're missing it. You're missing the point. You know, sister, this kind of talking don't get you on. It don't get you on no popularity band. You know that this kind of talking like this. No, you consider too hard, too crazy, and don't nobody want to be around you and stuff like that. And you know what I say to that, sister? I say, so what? That's what I say to that. You know, because the education of our kids is not important anymore. When they start taking the books out of the classroom, you know, when they pass that No Child Left Behind stuff, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The education, you know, just went away. Back in the days, sister, you know, they used to pour more money into education than they do now. Now, they willing to take from the education budget and put it on something else. We'll go and build a road. You know, we'll build a road and we'll build bridges, okay?
Yeah.
And our children, and many of them it's gotten worse, not even making it through school. You know, I don't know your way, sister, but you know here, there are some kids who graduated from high school but still had to take high school courses in college.
Everywhere, brother. It's happening everywhere. That about No Child Left Behind. Exactly. That's exactly what's going on, and it's going on everywhere. They're just passing them on. Nope, you don't want to be bothered with them no more in seventh grade. So even though they don't know the level of the seventh grade, pass them on to the eighth grade, pass them on to the next person. And that is what's happening, and that is why people that's claiming Christ Jesus need to be more attentive and teaching. You know, even when angel's messenger comes to say there must be a preparation, there must be a restoration. It's more than just according to the word, but it's in all things that we need to step up and be parents, step up and teach the children, because you know what? The teaching starts. See, a lot of people don't know. Teaching your child starts in the womb. And if you obey yourself, haven't obeyed, you are not going to know anything about that.
Right.
You're bringing a babe into the world, and they're using now, they got so much electronics and television, computers and phones and everything, and that's what's raising the children now. These electronics. These kids now, they can tell you more about these electronics than grown-up people know mostly. They can tell you how to turn them on and how to make them work. And that's what they're using to raise the child. They're talking about No Child Left Behind, but that's exactly what's happening. They're being left behind.
You're right about that, sister. You are definitely 100% right about that.
Yep. And the question is asked, must there be a restoration and a preparation for the second coming of Christ? There must be one. And that's why the Lord is sending Elijah, John the Baptist, the angel, the resurrected one, a pure person, because there's no man that can do it, to raise up a people and set the record straight. And people
Amen.
Think, oh, I go to church, I'm all right. I go to church. You know, I was talking to this young lady, and I could hear her talking to somebody else about church on Sunday. And so she was telling them what happened at church. So I asked her, what was the message about on Sunday? She said, don't ask me that. I don't know. You know, that's sad.
Lord.
That is sad.
Amen. Amen. You know,
you know, when, and the thing, sister, too, is that they, now, little Jimmy, little Susie can tell mom and dad I don't want to go to church. And can lay in the bed all day on Sunday, you know, can go to a party, can be flunking mm-hmm. their tests and go to the party. Yeah. You know, the discipline is out the door. We have let society come mm-hmm. into our home and tell us that our children should rule. They, you know, whenever they say go, whatever they want, that's the showing of love to our children. We've let society come in the house and tell us that. And now our children, and you know, it's gotten bad here in the capital here down here in Mississippi in Jackson. You got so many 13, 14, 15, 60-year-old shooting and killing folks and robbing, okay? They you know, some few years ago, a 19 and a 16-year-old in one of the counties here called Madison County, they took an older man, threw him in the trunk of his own car to kidnap him. You know, so happened some kind of way the trunk got open or something, and the guy got out and got away. But I'm telling you, them boys did years for that. Okay, 19 and 16 years old. We've been having 13, 14, and yeah, where's the parents? 13 to 15-year-olds in Jackson shooting and killing folks. You know, where's the parents? I mean, I've watched them when my kids was growing up and how they were just letting kids just go. And sister, they used to have a name for me. They used to call me Mr. Meanie at school and all that. I didn't care, okay, because I wasn't letting my kids go just anywhere. I wasn't going to let them go out, you know, to these places and be, oh, come on. And if I tell one of the kids, one of my neighbor's kids came one time and they asked for, can one of my kids spend the night? I said, well, you need to talk with your mother. She don't mind. I said, wait a minute, how you know you ain't even left an axe or nothing? I said, oh, no, no, we ain't going with that. Nuh-uh, that's not working like that. But see, that's where society has went to, okay, and the parents are letting the kids go. And I'll be honest with you, sister, I never agreed with 18 years old being the sign of them being an adult. Because I've seen too many 18-year-olds, they mind still ain't developed, okay?
Amen.
And
amen.
They, you know, here in the United States, 18, you consider adult, you can register in the Army and all that. I've never agreed with that because they still have an immature mind. Even if they graduate from high school, I've seen it. They, you know, and these parents these days, sister, as soon as the child graduates from high school, they turn them loose totally. I mean, totally. I mean, turn them loose. If the child want to go out and get on a space shuttle and go to the moon, we ain't got to ask mom and dad or nothing. I'm just going, okay? And mom and dad are like, okay, child, just go ahead. You know, that's what has happened. And, you know, for our children, this sex trafficking thing, and like I told Brother Lee earlier today, what really is shocking people is how this stuff is done in the U.S. See, here in the United States, we're used to hearing that in other countries. But see, this girl, Alec Carter, she's telling stuff that's happening here, okay? She, you know, she's telling that. See, the United States been too much in pride and thinking that not us. And so the United States have a chest poked out. So now when you say child sex trafficking, the people automatically think, oh, what country that was done in? You said right here. Oh, no. Yep, right here. In the good USA.
Right here. Amen.
Right here.
Amen. The land of plenty, yes. And that's the
land
thing.
Of plenty.
Too much. Have too much. Now, we
Amen.
Need to be
I mean,
going forth and lifting up and taking the word. So, you know, for the saving of souls, the saving of souls. And the parents need to grow up and take their place as parents. As parents. You was talking about children going to spend the night at their friend's house. We never allowed our children to spend the night at a friend or nobody's house. I would let them know, no, you cannot go and spend the night at your friend's house. because your friend's parents got their own children to deal with. They don't need to deal with you too.
So
we need to get those children out in front of the TV and out of those games. These days, it's the games. They're buying them phones when they're 5 and 6 and 7 years old. They're getting those phones, and they got their nose in those phones. And a lot of kids, because they know how to operate that computer and getting on that internet and being picked up and talking to these grown men on the phone, that's adapting, that those are the ones that's taking these kids.
Exactly.
Not kidnapping them, locking them away for years and years. And that has been going on in the United States for years and years.
Exactly.
It just wasn't a big thing that was being talked about. That's why, you know, the Lord is putting it on so many hearts now regarding the children. The word talks about how the Lord going to raise up a band of young elders, and that devil is trying to cut them off.
Yeah.
And we need to listen and pay attention to the word when the word go forth. There's food, there's meat in the word. We need to pay attention to it. I thank God because much prayer is needed for these children all over the world.
As the sister saying here, pay attention to your kids, okay? You see little Johnny, he's starting to grow up, but he's starting to sag in the pants. You need to deal with that right now, okay? He started wearing them pants sagging. You need to go ahead and deal with that, okay?
Amen.
You don't need to let it go on, and you're talking about, oh, he just growing. That's why you the parent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to set that record straight right there. You can't just let that thing, and this is what's happening. You know, many of these parents see the changes that's going on with the kids, and their excuse is, oh, they're just a part of growing up. Everything ain't, quote, just a part of growing up, people. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Some changes you see is not good. And when you see that thing, you need to deal with that thing right then, okay? And, you know, our kids is going to try you. That's natural in the sense. Yeah, they're going to try you. They're going to see how far they can go, okay? And so if they seeing what they doing, you ain't saying nothing. Why stop there? Okay?
Amen.
We're going to take it far. They ain't going to just go a little bit. They're going to take it far as they can take it, okay? Especially if you ain't saying nothing, you know? And you see, once again, little Susie fixing herself up like she going to a club. You better handle that right there, okay?
Amen.
And quit trying to go with the latest fashion trends. Listen, if y'all really knew why they making these certain clothes, did you know that certain clothes are called sensual clothes? They're called sensual for a reason, okay?
Amen.
They're called that for a reason. Now, I did a series a few years ago on dealing with the clothing and dealing with what the Word of the Lord said, be not conspicuous in attractions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that was not a good works. And I did a series on that, okay? And there are clothes that are called sensual clothes. If you look at them, you will see why. They're called sensual clothes, okay? Now, coming up, for the most part, it was mostly a lot of women having those clothes. But now you got some men wearing these so-called sensual clothes. And some of these sensual clothes for men are made with from homosexuals, okay?
Yes.
They're made for homosexuals. When a man wear it, he actually start looking womanish. Okay, I know they don't want to hear this, but I'm going to tell them for the last few minutes we got here. I know they don't want to hear that, but I got to tell them, okay? Now, see, all these clothes, like the men clothes, that's why one guy has showed how that, you remember when men had suits and they used to put the shoulder pads in them? Well, the shoulder pad was taken away for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And many of these men that are making the men clothes are homosexuals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at some of the material that is considered to be men clothes, they're like stretch pants clothes like women wear. So when you look at it,
and a man put it on, you go like, wait a minute now, he looking kind of funny. You know, it was made to make him look that funny, okay? Yeah. We got to understand, see, you know, people don't think, they think, oh, you crazy and talking all this off wall. No, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There are sensual clothes, and we letting our daughters wear these sensual clothes. They are exposing themselves at a very, very young age, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you got pedophiles out there. You got serial rapists. And you have, you can even see on Facebook, some of our young girls are dressing inappropriately. They're standing a certain way inappropriately. And I said, listen, you got serial rapists and pedophiles out there that you're showing yourself to. And some of these people can be in your own town where you live at. And so, therefore, you going to the grocery store, what picture you think is going to be on his mind? The one he saw you on Facebook. That's going to be on his mind.
Take control.
You didn't. I mean, if you got a dog that's coming at you, want to bite you, and he in the fence, why stick your finger in the fence? Okay. He gonna bite that finger off. Ain't no need you talking about with that dog. You need to kill him. Well, why you got your finger in the fence? You know he already coming to fence because he want to hurt you. That's when them raging dogs are that kind of spirit. And you going to turn around and put your finger in the fence? This is what's happening today, people. And with these sensual clothes, there's some of you parents talking about, oh, I just going to get that for her, give her a crib and give, because she wanted it. She's been wanting it for a long time. There's a reason why she wanted it, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm young, I got to show my curves, I got to show everything, okay? Amen.
That's true. Amen.
And we letting them, we letting them put it on. They wearing their pajamas out in the streets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Them so-called clothes, they tell you that's pajama pants.
Amen.
Last time I remember growing up, pajamas was for to be in the house. It was it wasn't for you be out in the street riding the car going to the grocery store. That wasn't that wasn't for no. You got guys doing the same thing, wearing the pajama pants. They up there in the grocery store. And you look like, man, I know you kidding now. I know good well you ain't got no your pajamas bottom top here in the store. No way.
Yeah.
And they got to grab something off the bottom shelf. Them pajamas coming down. Amen. Well, anyhow, we're going to leave it right there, sister. We'll deal with this on another time. And I am grateful to the Lord for this opportunity that we have been given. And sister, I want to ask you if you would offer up a closing prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, right now in your holy and precious name, Lord Jesus, Lord God, as we close the end, Lord Jesus, of this session, Lord God, but continue to keep our minds stayed on you, lifting up your name and lifting up the children and people everywhere, Lord God. And Lord, we ask that you, Lord, that your word will go forth and that it will touch the people and cause them and bring about a repentance, Lord Jesus. As we leave right now, this is cut off, Lord God. We're asking every word that went forth, Lord, that it be laid on the people's heart, Lord God, that they would at least give it a thought, Lord God. And Lord Jesus, even words, scripture words that they don't understand, that they would take them to you, because you, Lord Jesus, that you are a prayer answerer. And we thank and we praise you tonight. And to the women of the world, Lord, we ask that you pray, Lord God. We pray for them, the ones that's in these underground churches, Lord God. The people, Lord Jesus, that's going forth and being persecuted for your word's sake, Lord God. And we ask that you send forth your mighty warring angels, Lord God. The ones that's lifting up your name, Lord Jesus, that's holding back, Lord God. Lord Jesus, the four corners, Lord Jesus, that's holding them back through prayer, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you right now in your holy and precious name, Lord, that you would anoint the people's eyes with eyesight, Lord God. Open up the ears that they might hear what thus saith the Lord. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, because we know if they come before you with a broken heart, a contrite spirit, and sincere, that you will answer. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory, the honor, and praise, and we thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. The Lord say the same. Don't forget tomorrow night,
Lord, say the same. We will have another broadcast. Look for it tomorrow. So, once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate, along with Sister Anderson. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, sister.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.